This is Bunny Michael, and you're listening to Exo Higher Self Advice and Healing, the podcast where you ask me for advice and I help get you to the place within yourself where you already have the answer. The truth is, we all have a deep wisdom inside of us that's not easy to access in a world of trauma, chaos, and bias conditioning. Connecting with your higher self is the process of peeling back those layers to recognize you've always been enough and you deserve so much more than you realize. Welcome. I'm so glad you're here. Everyone, how are you? How's it going? How you feeling? Thank you for being here. It's another episode of Exo Higher Self, and today we're going to be talking about relationships and growth and feeling insecure and the roles that can kind of come up in relationships, navigating new relationships where insecurities are coming up. I'm sure we can all relate a lot to this listener question. Let's get to it.
Hi, Bunny. So today I just wanted to ask you a question about, sorry, I'm kind of nervous. A question about this relationship that I'm in. And I never met anybody like him. He's the smartest person that I know. He's really into finding the truth and, you know, stuff like that. I never met anybody that's so super anti-capitalist, someone that wants to live like a similar lifestyle that I do in the future, like a self-sustainable farm in the future. We want to have a big community going on one day where we just help each other and where we're allowed to be free from the day-to-day struggle of having to make ends meet, and that way doesn't give us time to focus on our spirituality. So I feel like I'm sabotaging this relationship because, like I said, I never met anybody like him in the past, and it just makes me really scared because this partner, he pushes me to be my best self, and I never had a partner that has done that for me. So I get insecure, and I'm just like, oh, like, you want to change me, you don't love me the way I am. So I feel that I'm like sabotaging this relationship with my insecurities. And he's like, no, I'm not trying to change you in any way, shape, or form. I'm just trying to help you reach like your highest self, your best self, and always strive for more, because we can always grow spiritually, mentally, and physically. And I get really insecure whenever he pushes me. And whenever I see him, I see a mirror of myself at the same time. And I just get really, really scared because, like I said, I never met anybody like him. And I really don't want to mess this up. So I wanted to ask, how do I stop like the self-sabotage of, because I know he's trying to help me, but in my mind I just keep thinking that he just wants to change me. And that's like one of my biggest fears ever, because I feel like I let...
Okay, baby, got cut off, but I think I got the gist of your question. Having fears when you're in a relationship with someone you really like makes sense. This is just part of the process. Those fears come up. Am I good enough? Are they going to hurt me or be disappointed in me? Am I going to mess it up or sabotage it? These are just fearful thoughts. And I think most of the time we have these fearful thoughts, we judge them like, oh, if I was strong enough, I wouldn't feel any fear. But babe, it takes courage to do something scary. Being vulnerable takes courage. Being willing to give it a shot at romance with someone with no guarantees takes courage. You are already doing it. It's okay that those fears come up. The less you judge yourself for having them, the less power they have over you. When someone comes into our lives and their love makes us feel special, and they tell us things like we're beautiful or we're amazing or we're cool, all they're doing is holding a mirror to what is already true about us. Like, yes, it's a huge gift for someone to tell us we're amazing. I mean, it's beautiful, it's wonderful, but they didn't make us amazing just because they told us. Like, you did that. They like you because you are you. They're not giving you your amazingness, right? And I think what ends up happening when somebody gives us that kind of attention, we think like we're getting it from them, but really they're just showing us the truth about ourselves, that we're lovable. Now, when it comes to your partner saying encouraging things because he wants you to be your best self, I think he probably has really good intentions. He probably feels passionate about his own beliefs, his own choices, or the way he sees the world. He probably wants to build with you and has his own image of what that would look like and what the steps are to getting there. But we all grow differently. We need different forms of inspiration, different styles of encouragement and communication. Our paths aren't supposed to be homogenous. And what I'm sensing is that even though you appreciate his encouragement in certain areas of life, and you know he does it because he cares, it's actually not feeling good to hear it all the time. And maybe, I'm just putting this out there, he actually doesn't know what you need to be your best self better than you do. And maybe the relationship would feel more fun and free if these roles of him kind of being the guide or inspiration for your growth, where you're putting him on the pedestal, were a little bit dissolved. Because I don't think that it's really helping the relationship. We are all students and we are all teachers, meaning we all learn from each other. Maybe he inspires you in one way, but don't forget you also inspire him in ways. You know, it took me a minute to really understand how to navigate this kind of stuff with my partner, Kara. You know, both of us are artists. We both have always wanted a career in doing what we're passionate about. And because they're a few years younger than me and I had some more time of experience, I would see them working on their art and trying to build a career. And I get like all passionate about what they're doing. And I'd be like, you should do that or you should do this and kind of push them to do it a certain way or and feel like I needed to give them this advice. But it actually wasn't what Kara needed from me at all. In fact, it kind of had the opposite effect because they didn't want it my way. They didn't want to do it the way that I did. They wanted to find their own path. And that was an important boundary in our relationship. I'm not saying we don't encourage each other in our careers or help each other, but there's a point where it becomes overbearing. There's a point where those roles get in the way of the relationship, right? And I've learned so much from them in ways that I didn't think I would. And we're always learning from each other. But we have to know that even if we have the same interests and maybe even have the same goals, our journeys don't have to look exactly the same because we're different people and we have different needs. We have different ways of doing things, different comfortability levels. We can encourage each other, but this idea that we know what's best for one another, it's just not true, you know? We have to give each other the space to find this their own thing themselves, you know? And so that's what I really want to remind you of. It's true, maybe your insecurities are giving you a certain kind of perspective that he's judging you or something. He's not. He's doing it because he likes you, cares about you, and he wants the best for you. But that doesn't mean it's working for you either. That doesn't mean him saying that stuff all the time is actually helpful to you, right? So boundaries are really important in relationships. And your path is your path. You know what you need to keep growing better than anyone else. So trust yourself. You want this to be an equitable relationship. This whole hierarchical thing that our insecurities create where, oh, he's better than me, so I need to step it up, or I'm better than him, so he needs to step it up. None of that is real. None of that is real. You're just two people who don't know shit in a lot of ways, who are gonna make mistakes, who don't really know what you need. I mean, it's funny that we often think that we know what other people need, but we honestly sometimes don't even know what we need, really. We think we know what we need, and then we end up realizing, oh, I needed the other thing, right? And that's why we have to trust our higher selves, our inner guide, where love is leading us. And that looks different for different people, even if you're in a partnership. Okay, babe, I'm wishing you and your partner all the best. Remember, have fun. Doesn't have to be so serious. You're in a new relationship. Don't forget, let yourself have some joy and some fun. This isn't always about the future. It's not always about meeting some goal. Like, you're young, enjoy it, laugh, do silly stuff, have fun together. All right, wishing you all the best. Hello, EXO Higher Self fam. It's Bunny here. I am so thrilled to announce my debut book, Hello Higher Self, An Outsider's Guide to Loving Yourself in a Tough World, is now available for pre-order. This book is the essential manual for unlearning your limiting beliefs that have been ingrained in you by the toxicity of our culture and your trauma and your socialization. We all have to unlearn this stuff so we can channel the power of our higher self. And everyone who pre-orders this book will receive a special free gift from me to be announced shortly. So hurry to the pre-order link in the show notes and get yourself a copy. I cannot wait for you to read it. You know, it's a funny thing about roles in a relationship where some person kind of takes on this role of like taking care or guiding the other person or being this like, I don't know, boss or something. You know what that leads to? It leads to resentment. It leads to feelings of like needing to rebel against that person because it becomes like this weird parental thing, this weird, I know more than you kind of thing, or I'm more mature, I'm more experienced. And we really have to be careful about that stuff. These assumptions we make about what other people need, that they need what we needed, all that kind of stuff. We're all different. We all need different tools. We have different relationship to language. We've come from different experiences. So yeah, maybe taking that webinar was great for you, but it might not be great for them. Or posting every day on social media was awesome for your art career, but it's not really something that other person really thrives at or even wants to do. So yeah, we're all different. We got to remember that and just encourage each other's uniqueness and support each other's different paths. And this isn't just romance. This is also friendship, family, all of that kind of thing. We have to support each other, encourage each other, but also give each other space to be on their own journey and figure it out for them. That's what love is. Yeah. All right. I am wishing you such an awesome weekend. I hope you're doing something fun. I'm really trying to implement my 2 days off a week. It's hard for me, you guys. I still have a lot of healing to do when it comes to feeling like I need to keep working and keep making stuff and everything. So I'm getting back to practicing guitar, which is really exciting. I was like into it in the pandemic, and then I got really busy, so I put it aside, and now I'm picking it up again, and it's really fun. I love learning new things. I love having different hobbies, doing stuff that's like just about being in the moment. It feels really, really good. Okay, enough of my chitter chatter. I love you so much. So does your higher self. Have a great day. See you next time. Bye.